This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. A visual arts exhibition called Reimagine Us is happening at the Urbanscapes 2018 Festival, and it will bring together different artists and collectives to reimagine and recreate Kuala Lumpur's people, communities, spaces. And these interpretations will be presented as 9 alternate realities in 9 different rooms. Joining me today is the exhibition's curator, Sharmin Parameswaran. How are you today, Sharmin?
Hi, Sharmila. I'm good, and thanks for having me today.
Oh, thanks for joining me. It sounds like a very interesting concept for a show.
Yes, it is, actually. I think this year's Urbanscapes, with their Reimagine KL theme, when they first proposed it to me, I did get excited. I think where I started from was basically asking myself, what is KL City? What is KL City to me? And I think when you think about it, we always think buildings, infrastructures, history. But I think for me, it was also thinking about the people who are within our city, the communities. Hence, naming the exhibition Reimagine Us to sort of bringing that people element, the heart of the city, into the exhibition. Mm. Yeah.
And what exactly is the idea that the exhibition is driven by?
I mean, I think it's a fairly straightforward, I would say, theme or brief when I work with the artists is, you know, each of us live in KL City. So it's just asking them to reimagine either KL or, you know, perhaps alternate realities. And I think with that, you just let them think about who it is they are and how they are situated in the city. And you do get quite a number of ideas or concepts coming up. So for this exhibition, what we've done is we've taken all Malaysian artists, of which majority are from KL, except 2 of them, who basically live in Penang, but frequent KL quite a bit.
Who are the artists and what kind of approaches are they taking?
So I think for the artists, the first thing I did was basically to look for artists who are suitable for an urbanscapes vibe, right? I think we all know it as this, what I call a creative chaos festival.
Yeah.
So what I did was I look, of course, I think the first thing was maybe a bit at the younger artists and those who, I think one of my main points is those who have something to say. Right? Because here is a brief that's saying, you know, you are in KL. What do you think of KL? So I think those were my first 2 criterias. And it's also mixing it up with artists who do work in perhaps a gallery space, or even the artists who work on the streets, who choose to work on the streets. Then I think it gives it quite a good balance of artists coming together in one space and working on from there.
It is actually an interesting point that you make, right? Because the typical urbanscapes visitor may not necessarily be the kind of visitor who would otherwise go to a contemporary art gallery.
Yes, correct.
So when you were curating the show, how do you then try and bridge that gap?
This is my second year working with urbanscapes, and I actually took the challenge last year and where we had an exhibition called Collective Individuals. Holding exhibitions or bringing the visual arts to spaces shouldn't be that hard, right?
It shouldn't,
right? Because basically the arts can exist anywhere. So I think that my first consideration in these kind of spaces would be basically in terms of a practical, pragmatic sort of a consideration is, do we have areas where we can put the arts and to an extent the security of the works as well? Mm-hmm. So I would work with urbanscapes and literally say, okay, we need a bit of security here because you've got so many events coming up. And then working with the artists to sort of bring in their ideas and concepts to the space. It is challenging, I must say, because these are spaces which are not set up as galleries for as simple as things like lighting, hanging and all that, right? So, but in that, it also gives us a lot of room for creativity. How do we do it? You know, is there a different way to do things? And I think that's the kind of vibe that I quite like about urbanscapes. You know, basically they say, come in, do what you want. And then you sort of have to sort of bridge both of that. And in terms of the audience, I mean, from observing from last year, the audience are coming for urbanscapes, you know, and they know that it's got arts, right? So they walk onto this level or they go into this floor and then suddenly they're confronted with visual arts, asking them for this year to reimagine us. I mean, many of them, I think the first thing they'll do is possibly whip up their phones, and that's how they look at art nowadays, you know, which is fine because last year I even heard some, you know, some people going, oh my God, it's the first time I've stepped into an art gallery. And I was like, okay, that's great, you know. So suddenly you're blurring the lines between bringing the visual arts to a proper space or a space where it's a lot more accessible to people.
Yeah. So when you're talking about the space, particular exhibition, it's going to be at the Urbanscapes House.
Yes, correct.
What had to be done to create this experience of the 9 different realities?
Okay, so last year we managed to get the basement, but this we got kicked out to the first floor. So I think that the first consideration when they say go to the first floor, I mean, and if you look at it, it's just one room, right? We don't have enough walls. Mm. So then, like I say, I spoke to the Urbanscapes team and I say, why don't we set up partitions or rooms, right? And I think that's how that idea came about, starting from a very practical reason for having it. And then basically it grew from there. And then they're like, okay, let's call it the, you know, Reimaginers Rooms. I'm like, okay, let's go with that. And hence, again, I'm saying that's how we creatively solve, you know, issues or matters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who are the artists that are participating?
Okay. So initially we had about 8 to 9 rooms and I was supposed to work with about 8 to 9 artists. And then I got excited because I think the more you talk to artists and you realize a lot of people can access this. So access this theme. So now we've landed on about 16 artists. Mm. And of which I think there's some very interesting works coming up. For example, we've got this collaboration between this artist called Mei Kei Ho and Ong Kai Bin. And basically their work is called Whose Home Is It? When Mei Kei first proposed the idea to me and I asked her what it was about, she's like, oh, it's because I tried to buy a house in KL, but it was too expensive.
Right.
Right. Mm. And the experience I had wasn't good, right? Because she said I put a deposit on the house only to realize that there were plus to the cost after that. So immediately, you know, I could not. And
a very familiar experience,
exactly,
I must say.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, this is a young enough artist who, you know, who's trying to start out in KL and realizes that she can't. And then she says, and of course, the properties that I'm looking at, basically out my window, I see my neighbor's kitchen. Mm-hmm. So suddenly she has this narrative on low-cost housing that maybe many of us would have never thought of. So they're doing quite a tongue-in-cheek collaboration, and I'm quite excited to see that. We've got another artist, Blank Malaysia, Adam, right, who basically looked at KL through the scaffoldings and the buildings that we have. You know, because we all talk about KL has this building, that building, but if you sort of looked at the site, you realize there are a lot more buildings that you know that are being developed, which could be ugly or not, right? So when he basically proposed a scaffolding installation with photos and paintings, and I was like, okay, let's see how that turns out as well. And then we've got a lot of other artists like Ajim Jaksta. From Penang, we've got Sliz and Bibi Chun. We've got a new artist called Yiling Ng, you know, so a lot of them got very interesting concepts which they're bringing in. Yeah.
And what are some of the themes or the ideas that stood out? Were there any that sort of consistently reappeared?
Surprisingly, no. And I think that's why I sort of got excited with this exhibition as well, because each of us have very different relationships, experience, thoughts on our city. You know, maybe... No, I can't even pin down a theme. Mm. There are a few artists who are working with recycled KL, recycled objects or materials in KL, where basically the narrative is about, to an extent, how much we do waste objects, mm-hmm. right? Or we throw away mm-hmm. objects. I think that is the closest where I see, you know, that there is a link perhaps. Yeah.
In terms of the type of art that's being shown, are they generally installations, immersive experiences, or are there also paintings? Like, what can we expect?
So yes, I think majority, because they are given a room, a lot of the artists do think in terms of a room as opposed to a wall, right? So because of that, they do come up with ideas of installations. I mean, and basically for me, when I get these proposals, I ask them, okay, are you looking to sell, right? So if you're looking to sell, which element of this installation, whether it's the whole installation or parts of it that you want to sort of put out there. And we have that kind of conversation. But I think to answer your question, they're mostly installations with bits of, you know, paintings and, you know, to.
And I think an important part of that is that these works are for sale.
There are, like, because I think for the artists as well, to produce work or installations for an exhibition like this, and I think to be fair to them as well, is giving them that opportunity or a platform to also sell. So hence having that discussion with them, you know, if you're going to do a whole installation, you can sell the whole installation, might be a bit harder, or are there certain elements that you would like to sell?
Mm. Yeah. And are all the works new works that were specially commissioned for this exhibition?
Yes, for this exhibition, all will be new works. Again, I think because when we work with a theme, for example, Reimagine Earth, the artists get excited. So immediately they will start producing new work. And I mean, to go back and find works to fit a theme sometimes gets a bit tough. Mm. Yeah.
Does it change an artwork or an exhibition when it's contextualized within a festival like Urbanscapes?
Definitely. I think, again, we are going into an environment or a space where people don't think, they don't think visual arts first or visual arts to buy, right? So for me, for this exhibition, it's about looking at how do you engage and excite people first, you know, and again, it's because it's a urbanscape sort of vibe. It's how do you make sure, and I don't like to use this word, how do you make sure that a lot of the presentation is Instagrammable, right? Mm. Because that helps spread the word or spread the news amongst this crowd and for the festival as well. So those are some of the considerations that I do take. I mean, it's interesting because it's a balance of visual arts, fine art gallery, plus bringing it into a very event space. Yeah.
But I mean, it's I understand why you said you don't like using that word, but it is also increasingly what the visual arts world almost by necessity has to move into.
Yes.
And what's interesting for me with your lineup of artists is that you have picked artists, I think, who almost naturally seem quite engaged with that aspect of it.
Yes, you're right. So I do pick artists who know how to sort of present themselves or use the social media to present themselves online. Personally, I have got no qualms with that because I think that's the world that we are moving into, you know, visual culture, whether it's visual culture via Instagram, or social media. But like I say, I'll use it depending also how, to an extent, you know, like the fine art or galleries view it. You know, sometimes they say, oh, it's Instagrammable art. And I'll be like, yeah, that's fine.
Doesn't mean it's bad art, right?
Yeah. So again, it's balancing both worlds. Mm. Yeah.
And what has your role in this process been?
Apart from logistical manager and timeline... Can I say that? So apart from that, a lot of these projects, I see myself as a collaborator with the artists, right? You know, I go out to them and I give them a very simple, this is the idea, this is the concept, have a thought about it. And then they come back with a proposal. And you know, I liken us to like playing a ping pong game. We're both on each side and we sort of bounce each other. And depending on what I think where I see the conversation going, it could even be as simple as practical conversations. You know, how are we going to present this? How are we going to, you know, sort of sort certain issues out? Or expanding an idea. Oh, if you're saying this, why not we do this? Or have you thought of this? Mm. You know, so it I think with each artist, it becomes quite an individual personal relationship, which, of course, takes a bit of time as well. But I think, and I think that's why I like this festival as well, because nothing is, to an extent, set in stone. You know, if you have an idea that goes beyond the wall, you know, and you want to put it on the floor and on the ceiling, and we'll figure out how to do it. rather than limited to, say, a painting on a certain gallery wall. Yeah.
So if we're talking about 9 different realities, so to speak, yeah. mm-hmm. but you do have more than 9 artists, as you said.
Yes, yes.
How did you decide who, you know, whose works work well next to each other?
So then I had to go back to Urbanscapes and say, can we spill out onto the corridor?
Oh.
Right? So because it's a big enough space, yeah. I think the rooms are just certain parameters, right? Then suddenly I was like, okay, that looks like a lounge space, or that looks like an open enough space. So we some of the works do come out into the outside of the rooms. But there are certain rooms where I think we do pair certain artists, maybe by what they're saying or the way that they work together. We managed to push in about 16 artists. Like, again, I think spaces and rooms are just parameters, mm-hmm. but there's actually a lot more you can look at, you know, whether it's from the ceiling to the floor, and to the walls. Mm-hmm.
So as someone who has been on this journey from the start of yeah. the idea to now it's about to open, how has your idea or vision of Reimagine Us changed?
I think Urbanscapes is one of those festivals where you know, I sort of work as a curator where I don't control it so much, mm-hmm. you know, so I don't have a certain expectation of what comes in, you know. So my expectation is only to make sure that at the end of the day, it's an experience that people are going to come into in whatever shape and form, right? The artists that come back with their ideas do surprise me with what they have. And now it's just all about pulling it together. So I think what has changed is, again, that what I've been exposed to on this journey, right? I would never have thought about, you know, not being able to buy a certain house mm. or, you know, artists coming back with objects which I take for granted on the streets of KL. So it's in that sense a lot of a richer exposure to KL.
I was actually going to ask, yeah. how have you reimagined KL in this process?
Okay, I didn't expect that question. I think for me it has to do with a lot more of being able to have this kind of opportunities to reimagine KL. Mm. Like the way I look at KL now, we all go in and out. We're very driven by day-to-days, right? We go in, you know, on a certain timeline, and you know, and then we get out and then we do what we need to do. But how many of us have actually stopped again in KL and re-looked at a space or the people that are in it? So when I was looking at the whole Urbanscapes, you know, events and all that, I was like, okay, I've not been to this area, or okay, I've not seen this sort of community in KL. So I think my reimagining is a bit more of an awakening, mm-hmm. or being prompted to reimagine again. So although I am participant in Urbanscapes, I think this year, I think it's what it has done for me is also going like, okay, you know, I think I've been a bit removed from KL City. So maybe it's a start of a journey as opposed to me reimagining it now.
And if you had to pick a few works to sort of say, you know, definitely catch these in the mm. exhibition, which would they be?
So I think with Reimaginers, like I say, we do touch on various topics, not necessarily all positive, because I think there are some critiques on the negatives of living in a big city as well. For example, like I mentioned, Mei Kei Ho and Ong Kai Bin's critique on being able to buy property when you're just starting out in KL. We do have some controversial works, basically talking about the minorities in KL. So that is one to look forward to. That'll be quite interesting.
And I imagine issues like that would be things that even internally would have created conversations for you guys.
Oh, yes, yeah. yes. I've had several discussions with Urbanscapes where for me it's all about pushing, I think, some of the boundaries, but to an extent where we are all comfortable about what's going up, one, and two, that touch wood, if anything were to happen, we all stand by it, which I think sometimes doesn't really happen in the arts world. So I would say those are some of the works that you can look forward to. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Charmin, for coming in to talk to us today.
Okay, thank you for having me. Thank you.
I've been speaking to curator Charmin Parameswaran, who's put together the Reimagine Us exhibition that will be happening as part of the Urbanscapes 2018 Festival. For more information on the exhibition, as well as the other activities that are happening during Urbanscapes, visit urbanscapes.com.my. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.